I think every man, every Christian should consider, at least, the possibility of God calling him into the holy ministry.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Dr. Carl Fekencher of Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Because that's the way that God has designed for faith in Christ Jesus to be spread, for the gift of eternal life that Christ Jesus earned by his death and resurrection to be shared with people by the washing of baptism for infants and for adults, for the instruction, the proclamation of the word that happens on a nonstop basis in God's kingdom. God uses people, he uses men to be those proclaimers, to be those men who share the sacraments.
If you've ever considered becoming a pastor, contact Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Their phone number, 1-800-481-2155, 1-800-481-2155, or visit ctsfw.edu. Well, a lot of Friday afternoons here on Issues Etc. You'll find us playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week around this time. That's where we assemble four soundbites from this week's audio. And we play them for you, and then you get to vote. You call, you email, you send us a tweet, or you go to our Facebook fan page. And you, our listeners, pick Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. But we've come to a special week here, one of the first in 2014, where we look back on the previous year, and we take the best five vote-getters from Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Weeks in the last year. We bring them together, we play them for you, and we ask you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. So, we've got five soundbites to play for you, and we've also sweetened the pot for our voters. The best vote at the end of playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week not only gets the traditional LPR bundle package, that is an I Have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad, but we'll also give the best vote, the person with the best vote, the audio DVD of last summer's, I can say kind of wildly successful, yes, wildly successful, Issues Etc. Making the Case conference that includes every presentation made by Dr. Rod Rosenblatt, Chris Rosebro, Suzanne Venker, Will Whedon. I was in there. There's somebody else. I'm trying to remember who it is. Can't remember. It, more than that, all presenting during the Issues Etc. Making the Case conference, and we have the audio DVD to give away a giveaway with along with the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote. Now, you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, and phone call votes get to go first, but that's not the only way you can vote. You can also send us an email right here in real time in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. And you can also send us a tweet at IssuesETC, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. We've left space for you to do so right there. Just look for the picture of all of the soundbite contestants and vote there. Facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. That call-in number again, 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number one this week and this year for Soundbite of the Year comes from Molly Ziegler-Hemingway, answering the question, why the media ignored the Kermit Gosnell abortion clinic story in 2013.
Everybody assumes the reason why is because they are so deeply committed to abortion on demand that they don't want to risk anything that would hurt that sacred belief that they hold. So if you don't cover it, then you don't have to answer tough questions. But I also think there might be an element of racism involved here. All of the victims were Black. And I wonder if the victims were white, like they were in Sandy Hook. Most of the victims were white, I think, if we'd be seeing different coverage. I think that it doesn't fit into any of the narratives that we like to have for stories like this. The standard narrative is that if you're pro-life, you're misogynistic and you treat women poorly. And if you're a Planned Parenthood or someone who's running an abortion clinic, then we're supposed to believe that you're a very pro-female, and that's the way the narrative always goes. This turns that narrative upside down quite a bit, and I think it might be hard for reporters to figure out how to keep that narrative going if they have stories like this. So with every day that they don't cover it, I think people are fed up, and they are naming names, and they want answers from these reporters. Why are you covering this up? Our job as reporters is to cover the news, not cover it up. But this has mostly been a cover-up. And I think people are sick and tired of it.
That's soundbite number one for this week's Issues Etc. soundbite of the year. Should it be Issues Etc. soundbite of the year? Your vote decides. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Soundbite number two comes from Dr. Rodney Kennedy. We were talking with him about the church growth movement and ancient worship practices.
It's what I call the Americanization of Christianity. It's a substitute for historic Christianity, and it brings in elements that are fulfilling and exciting to people and seem to attract large crowds. But as Stanley Hauerwas puts it, the church growth movement is paganism in Christian guise and robes, and that it's not going to ultimately succeed because it doesn't actually feed people. Whether they're Lutherans or Baptists, I think that we want to hold the course here, that we want to stay true to our historic, ancient worship practices. Hauerwas says that we Christians have forgotten how radical our practices are, that our most radical practices are our worship practices, and that they have a power that transcends whatever's going on in our culture, and there's no reason to give them up. I think that in worship, people learn to speak Christian. And I'm concerned that we are losing the ability to speak Christian in our culture because too much of the worship either imitates the culture or sounds like the culture. But if every Sunday, Sunday after Sunday, you've got confessional, historical liturgy, people are learning how to speak their language, which enables them to go out in the world and witness to how odd we Christians really are.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Rodney Kennedy, the church growth movement versus ancient worship practices. Should it be soundbite of the year? We're coming to you live on this Friday afternoon, January the 10th, 1-877-623-6943. You can vote for soundbite number two at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us an email with your vote. Please include your city and state if you're voting via email, Twitter, or our Facebook fan page. We'd like to know where you're listening. TalkBack@issuesetc.org, TalkBack@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from regular guest Chris Rosebro. He's talking about the real problem this last year when Rob Bell announced his support for same-sex marriage.
The problem here is that who cares what his opinion is? Our opinions do not rise to the level of Christian doctrine. What our foibles are, our preferences, or our thoughts, or our theological speculations have no bearing on what God has revealed in His Word and what the faith once delivered to the saints is. And how anybody would think that because Rob Bell has an opinion of this kind, that somehow we need to then, as Christians, listen to him, basically does a very interesting thing. It makes it so that Jesus is no longer the Lord of the church, but Rob Bell is, or the culture is, or your opinions are, and not Jesus Christ. And that's the primary problem with what he said and this entire approach that people are taking when it comes to trying to decide what the church should believe, teach, and confess in this early part of the 21st century.
That's soundbite number three, Chris Rosebro, on the real problem with Rob Bell's support for same-sex marriage that he announced in 2013. Should it be soundbite of the year? Your vote will decide. 1-877-623-6943. TalkBack@issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number four comes from Pastor Matt Harrison. He's president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, giving us a very brief historical perspective on the divisions within his church body, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The disruption and division of the Missouri Synod began essentially with a statement of the 44, unresolved, but it certainly began earlier than that. We have older pastors in the Missouri Synod who simply were never, for instance, on the issue of communion practice, they were never taught the church's official position. In fact, they were taught quite something else in the seminary. And we have gone through tremendous internal upheaval. Just when we were coming out of the upheaval of the 70s, just as that was happening, 84, 85, we got hit with the whole church growth movement, Fuller movement, and all those church growth issues, which immediately polarized us on the issues of worship. So it's a real challenge we face to be faithful to our fundamental principles, our confessional principles. I'm a pastor. I deal with issues pastorally. I deal with issues constantly. I deal with issues carefully. but persistently. And I'm not a bull in a china shop, but I'm going to be faithful. You can count on that.
Soundbite number four, Pastor Matt Harrison, an historical perspective on the divisions in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. It's soundbite number four. It can be soundbite of the year with your votes. 1-877-623-6943, facebook.com/issuesetc, or our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon. It's January the 10th, and we're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. Five soundbites from this last year, the best vote getters from Soundbite of the Week, and now it's your chance to pick Soundbite of the Year for 2013. Here's the last one. Get ready to vote, because soundbite number five, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, simply on the certainty of salvation.
The way that you know that God loves you is not by your living or your feeling or your thinking or your praying or your whatevering. It's by the death of Jesus. And the only way to undo the love of God is to go back in time and pry Jesus off the cross and pour the blood back into him and resuscitate him and bring him back to life and put him on a cage to make sure he never dies. I mean, that's where our certainty is. It's in the death of Jesus. And I know that God loves me because I know that Jesus died for me. And that is it's not only the location, it is the only way that we are certain of God's love for us.
All right, that's soundbite number five, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on the certainty of salvation. Those are your five soundbites. Now it's your turn. You've heard it. You've listened. And now we need to hear from you. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year on this Friday afternoon, January the 10th. Our call-in number for your votes, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Phone call voters, get to vote first. You can also vote via email, include your city and state, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can vote via Twitter, our Twitter address, @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Giving away the LPR bundle package, and because it's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year, also the audio DVD of our Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell.
The official end of Christmas was last Sunday, but because of the blizzard of 2014, Good Shepherd Lutheran in Collinsville, Illinois will unofficially celebrate the close of the season this Sunday, January 12th. Join us at 4 p.m. as the musicians of Good Shepherd, along with a 17-member orchestra, present John Levitt's Christmas cantata, What Child Is This? For the church address and more information, please visit us online at goodshepherdcollinsville.org.
Join me for a Lenten preaching workshop Monday, January the 20th at Concordia Lutheran Church in Geneseo, Illinois. I'll be teaching on current problems in Lutheran preaching and biblical remedies for these problems. The registration fee is only $15 and includes lunch. For more information, contact Pastor Gary Wright at 309-236-3882. I'm looking forward to meeting you in Geneseo, Illinois on January the 20th. 309-236-3882.
We're supported by listeners like you. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year, live on this Friday afternoon, January the 10th, and your opportunity. with the best vote to win the LPR bundle package. And I Have Issues t-shirt, travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. And the audio DVD of the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. Just a little something special we're throwing in for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the year. Our call-in number, call votes, get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Send us that email with your vote, include your city and state, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC or vote at our Facebook fan page. We've left space for you to do so there. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Will it be soundbite number one, Molly Hemingway, on why the media ignored the Kermit Gosnell abortion clinic story in 2013? Will it be soundbite number two, Dr. Rodney Kennedy, on the church growth movement versus ancient Christian worship practices? Will it be soundbite number three, Chris Roseboro explaining the real problem when Rob Bell announced his support for same-sex marriage in 2013. Will it be soundbite number four, Pastor Matt Harrison with an historical perspective on the divisions in the LCMS, or soundbite number five, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller on the certainty of salvation? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@IssuesETC.org or Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Nancy is listening in Alton, Illinois. Hi, Nancy.
Yes, Happy New Year. Blessed Epiphany. The last soundbite, number five, because that's what our faith is. That covers our faith in what God has done for us and not what we can do. It's what He has done
Nancy,
for us.
Nancy, thank you. Thanks for listening in Alton as well. That's a vote for soundbite number five, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on the certainty of salvation. Up next in Kansas City, here is Mike listening. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Pastor Wilkin. I wish people listening would consider supporting Issues, et cetera. It's a great resource. And I really appreciated Pastor Harrison speaking to the church growth movement, but I'm probably going to have to go with Dr. Kennedy, because when he related church growth movement to paganism, boy, it just socked it out of the park for me. And look, I don't want to sound mean-spirited, because I know most evangelicals are nice and well-intentioned, and I've got friends and extended family members who are caught up in this church growth stuff, and I don't know how else to express, you know, just how serious this issue is. So I'm just going to have to speak like I normally do. And what I'm going to say is, I got to draw a parallel between these church growth techniques and the form of worship that Aaron instituted while Moses was up on Mount Sinai.
Thanks for your vote, Mike, and thanks for listening in Kansas City as well. Jerry in Deer Lodge, Montana has this to say: all of these deserve to be soundbite of the year, but for different groups. Molly Hemingway exposes a very real problem in journalism, because it reveals the need to expose a problem, but the difficulty in doing so because of the power of the mainstream media. If Molly would have sent that soundbite to every news editor in the country, probably less than 5% would have played or printed it. Dr. Kennedy very adeptly explains the problem for individual members of our church when the supporters of the church growth movement succeed in twisting our worship practices to attract more people, but in truth may lead to the destruction of the church and ultimately our very salvation. This may very well happen when we begin going to church to praise God rather than to receive God's true gift of salvation through Christ. President Harrison has proven by his soundbite that he is a man for the job and for the LCMS. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has elected a pastor who is faithful to the confessions and defends the church because of that confession. His goal to unite the church around this confession rather than in spite of the confession or the church's failures or problems. That's good. Pastor Wolf Miller, his soundbite of the year for the true Christian: the true Christian believes and receives the gifts of Christ's salvation. We are certain of that. Chris Roseboro, he says, is my vote for soundbite of the year, though, because he exposes the problem in our culture and media. Rob Bell becomes the media spokesman for the Christians because he claims to be Christian. Any big name evangelist is able to get his attention, and he preaches positively about some perversion in our culture. Chris is great at fighting for the faith by exposing this. So that's a vote for soundbite number three, Chris Roseboro. Let's see what Cheryl has to say, listening in Indianapolis. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, I am voting for soundbite number five, Pastor Brian Wolf Mueller, because it's God's definition of love that makes a difference for all these issues. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. It puts the focus on Christ and the cross, 1 John 4, verse 10.
Cheryl, thanks. Thanks for listening in Indianapolis. Scott listens in Altamont, Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I'm going to vote for Pastor Wolfmuller's soundbite because in some way it relates to what I've been studying about God's timing. Luther points out in his commentary on Ecclesiastes that it wasn't 30,000 foot soldiers preventing Jesus from being nabbed by an angry mob ready to stone him or throw him off a cliff. It was a little hour protecting him. His hour had not yet come. There would be nothing to stop Jesus from giving his life for us because of God's timing. How do we know God loves us? Because when Jesus' hour had come, he did what he came to do. He did it for us, and he even said so.
Scott, thanks. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Bert listens in Rome, Georgia. I select Pastor Brian Wolfmiller's comment number 5 regarding the certainty of salvation as issues, etc., soundbite of the year for 2013, as it was also when written in our 4 Gospels of the Bible, not a news story being covered up or a neglected by modernists, news reporters of today's society, but recorded by writers of God's Word in accordance with 2 Timothy chapter 3, where it is written, Jesus' death upon the cross is for us the ultimate church growth movement. It wasn't a movement caused by Rob Bell's comments that will fade away in the decades, years, or months to come. Jesus' death upon the cross is my certainty for salvation. No need to despair, no need for division. Only unity is the true faith of his body and blood and his true flesh for me, and grace upon me from all my neighbors. This is the truth. This gives faith. This is the Lutheran doctrine. Hence, here with at Issues, Etc., is where I stand. Well, thank you very much, Burton. Thanks for listening in Georgia. Gary listens in Canada. He says, my vote is for Pastor Matt Harrison for the soundbite of the year. First, I remember thinking that the question Todd Wilkin asked was bold and perhaps even impudent. However, the response which was given in the soundbite was direct, pastoral, and helpfully maintained things in context, looking at the issue in context, reminding us in the church not to be reactionary, but patient with our brothers. Thanks for listening up in Canada, Gary. In Arden Hills, Michigan, Sarah says, vote for Molly Ziegler-Hemingway, as baffling and as frustrating as it was for the media to ignore what should have been one of the biggest stories of the year. She did a good job of pointing out why they did so little. Why they did so was a little complex, but simply being pro-abortion. Let's not forget, as quickly as the world has, but continue to fight for the littlest among us to live. Sarah, thank you very much. Caleb votes for soundbite number 3, Chris Rosebro. For sure, he says, he faithfully defends the truth against what is a major issue in the modern church, and his point is scriptural. Chris certainly has the most solid soundbite as well, without a doubt, the most edifying. Thanks, Caleb. In Moscow, Idaho, Max is voting for soundbite number 2, Robert Kennedy's soundbite, I believe, teach and confess the doctrine and practice, enough said, he says. Janine listens in Taylors, South Carolina. I want to vote for Pastor Wolfmiller because he is co-host of my favorite theological game show, and I have a vote for Dr. Kennedy. I think he is spot on when he says worship teaches us how to speak Christian. I worked with several women years ago who attended various megachurches in the area who called themselves Christian. Somehow the Apostles' Creed came up in the conversation at work, and they not only none of them had heard of it, when I confessed it, they said they could not agree with it. Wow. Thanks for listening in South Carolina, Janine. Lots of votes. The winner this week and this year for Soundbite of the Year, Soundbite number 5, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on the certainty of salvation.
The way that you know that God loves you is not by your living or your feeling or your thinking or your praying or your whatevering. It's by the death of Jesus. And the only way to undo the love of God is to go back in time and pry Jesus off the cross and pour the blood back into him and resuscitate him and bring him back to life and put him on a cage to make sure he never dies. I mean, that's where our certainty is. It's in the death of Jesus. And I know that God loves me because I know that Jesus died for me. And that is it's not only the location, it is the only way that we are certain of God's love for us.
All right, that's the winner of Soundbite of the Year on this Friday afternoon, January the 10th. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Year. Bert in Rome, Georgia. If you would send us your mailing address, your shirt size, we will send you the LPR bundle package and the Issues, Etc. Making the Case Conference audio DVD. And again, thanks to everybody who voted for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Year. Bert, send your shirt size and your mailing address to talkback@issuesetc.org. Folks, if you appreciate the expansive topics, the expert guests, and the exaltation of Christ here on Issues Etc., please consider joining our monthly or annual giving program, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club, in 2014. Membership benefits include T-shirts, books, transcripts, and advertising for your congregation. You can find out how to become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron at our homepage, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses there. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking about joining the Issues Etc. Reformation Club this year. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to continue our series on the formula of Concord. Pastor Paul McCann of Concordia Publishing House will be with us talking about the Lord's Supper. We'll discuss church architecture. Chad Bird will be our guest, and we'll have Pastor Tom Baker teach a Sunday school lesson on John the Baptist preparing the way. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
In a world awash with all sorts of information, opinions, and ideas, there is still a place where God's Word is the central and only focus. Messiah Lutheran Church, 801 North Madison, Lebanon, Illinois. At 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, God's people gather there to listen to Him. There you will find His words of law and gospel, and of course, our Lord's Holy Supper. Bible classes focus on the Bible and the Lutheran confessions. Come, listen, believe, and live, and check out our website at messiahlebanon.org.
Thank you for helping us make budget again last year. Thanks to your support, Lutheran Public Radio has been independent and in the black for almost 6 years. You've heard us say, now only our listeners can cancel us, and we mean it. Thanks for listening, thanks for your prayers, and thanks for your financial support. Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio for the world, Issues Etc., and sacred music for the world, LutheranPublicRadio.org. We're looking forward to partnering with you in 2014.